This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Great Divide Hibernation Ale. It's a Category 19A Old Ale. This particular one says it's from 2005, and I'm judging it in 2009. 8.1% alcohol beer. So it's got a tall, deep beige colored head. It's clear. It's sort of a light, medium light to medium copper color. Give it a 3 for appearance. The nose, it's biscuity. It's bready malt. It's sort of grainy biscuity quality that makes me think of biscuit malt. I get a moderate alcohol aroma. The malt is medium to medium high. There's medium low hops and esters. Reminds me a little of bread crusts. As I sit here and smell it as it warms, I'm getting a very light milk chocolate aroma. I don't know. I'm not liking the balance. You know, it's a little, that bready biscuity quality is really at the expense of, you know, more caramely rich characters, and I'm not really getting the ester level that I'm looking for either. So I'm going to give it a 9 for aroma. I think it's a grain and yeast issue. Flavor? It's bready. Bready, biscuity. It's a little bit of roasty, chocolatey flavor in the finish. The hop bitterness is at least medium. Maybe it seems a little more with a little bitterness added in by alcohol. It tastes a lot like biscuit malt. It's got that distinctive flavor. If you've ever brewed with biscuit malt, you know what it tastes like. It's that grainy, biscuity, bready quality. I think it's a little forward. The esters are medium-low, very light hops. It's malty with a grainy, dry finish. Sort of left tasting bready, grainy, and alcohol. That's not what I really think about wanting in this style. I'll give it a 15. The components are there in the sort of right proportion. Just some of the choices that are made, I don't really think help it style-wise. Mouthfeel? It's got a full body. That's good. Medium carbonation. I do get a smooth, warming quality, which I think is fine. I can give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So, overall, well, you know what I've been picking at. It's that bready, biscuity quality that seems over the top. It's not got the sugary, malty, rich complexity typical of the best examples. It's lacking caramel or deep esters or too much interest. So I think the grain bill is a little different than the best English versions. I said the balance is fine, but the malt choices are not really typical, and that sort of throws you off a little. The alcohol was poking out a little in places, which is a little surprising given it's 4 years old. So I think if they played with the grist a little bit, but kept things in the same proportion, I think it would be a fine beer. You know, so I have more of an issue with the grain choices than anything else. You know, they could play up the esters a little bit more, but it's mostly the, you know, the reliance on the sort of biscuity flavors to carry the beer that you know, put it off for me. So I'll give it an 8 overall for a total score of 40. You know, I do like the balance. Just wished it didn't have that biscuit malt flavor so forward. So that's the Great Divide Hibernation Ale. It's a Category 19A Old Ale.